Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am the publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, our latest one being Essential Healing for Your Spirit and Soul. And I'm so excited about this book because it is a group of 20 different authors who come really from all walks of life and practice many different types of spiritual modalities. They're healers, and range from everything from intuitive to shamanic healing to Reiki masters to people who teach yoga and all the gamut of pretty much everything you could imagine in terms of the spiritual modality realm. So we're excited about this book. It's going to be released this fall. And today I have the pleasure of having Shireen Bass on the phone with me for our interview. She's been a student of spirituality for what seems like her whole life. From as early as 8 years old, she can remember hearing her angel's wisdom as she would pray for guidance. It was then that she developed an intimate relationship with the world of spirit. Shireen went on to graduate from the BTB Feng Shui Master's Training Program and has had the privilege to study under Grand Master Lin Yun, among other master teachers and internationally recognized authorities on Feng Shui. Shireen is also the owner and creator of Intentions Jewelry. This unique collection combines her knowledge of feng shui and her trance mediumship skills, allowing her to infuse the finest crystal with divine energy. She works closely with and has developed a bracelet line for world-renowned spiritual medium, James von Prague. She's available for soul-to-soul consultations, bracelet consultations, teaching and speaking engagements, and feng shui consultations. So welcome, Shireen. So great to have you today, and we're excited to talk to you.
Thank you for having me, Diane. I was looking forward to this.
Yeah, that's great. And I actually have two of your bracelets. I didn't even think about that. As we were just talking, a few minutes before I started the recording, I have Freya, and and what is the other one that I have? She's purple and white.
Purple and clear.
Yeah, purple and clear, actually.
Yeah, I think that's true intention. I think you set your own intention with that bracelet.
Yeah, maybe. And they're so amazing. I mean, if anyone has never seen your bracelets, they're just beautiful to look at, and the energy from them is just amazing. I mean, from, the minute you look at it to having it on and all of that, and I have a bunch of friends and colleagues that have gotten them too. So we'll talk about that certainly as we get more into the call, but it just dawned on me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even tell her I have bracelets. So I love being called.
The friends you have, you'd have to have a bracelet or they would
you're probably right,
you.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I love doing these calls because it's a chance for me to talk to each of the different authors and to learn a little bit more about, your story and all the great chapters that everybody wrote. So I always like to start off by asking, was there anything that happened in your life that kind of led you down the path of doing the healing work that you do? How was it that you knew it was what you wanted to do?
I don't know that I knew that it was what I wanted to do. It was more like my guides telling me, you're going to do this. And I had always, always asked, how may I serve? I have always felt so blessed, even when I was a little girl, just so much gratitude and so blessed for my life. When I was 8 years old, a man tried to rape me. That was not a thing that I liked, but what happened out of it is when the man was on top of me with a knife at my throat, I called out to God and I called out to my angels, even though he was trying to muffle my voice, I called out. And at that moment, the door to the apartment building slammed, and he got scared, and he ran out the back, and I ran out the front of the building. And there was a woman walking down the street. It was January in New York, so it was cold, and the woman was dressed all in white, and she came over, held my hand and took me around the corner to the library. I believe that she was an angel, and no one ever saw her, and we never heard from her again. So she took me to a place of safety, and it was there that the police were called, and we did find this man who had accosted me and held me at knife point, and the trial took 2 years. And during those 2 years, it was very frightening for a little girl to walk into a big courtroom building in Brooklyn, New York. You know, you walk down those marble halls and you hear every sound. And so as I would walk up to take the stand, these two gigantic angels were at my side. And so I knew that I was protected. I knew that I had this help with me that that other people weren't able to see. But what I also saw was this man also had angels with him, and they held him, and they took care of him, and they comforted him. And so what I learned was that you are always forgiven, and that love is where you need to come from. Unfortunately, he was not convicted, and that was very upsetting to me, but my angels did let me know that there is a reason for everything, and that I did a wonderful job, and I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So I knew I had this group of friends and guardians and protectors, and that the world was a beautiful place because I walked with them, and the moment that I called to them, they answered. So I always wanted to share that love that they gave to me and to that young man. I wanted to do that, and I wanted to give back. So I always said, how may I serve, how may I serve, how may I serve? And so the world would show me how I had to serve. But just like most children are very close to that angelic realm, and somehow we know that we're not supposed to talk about it with other people. And as I got older, I was able to see the guides that were around people. I became a teacher, and I could see who was helping these children, and I could call upon their guides to assist them. So that was always fun, and I believe that I was a very successful teacher, and I was successful at pretty much everything that I did because I was always asking for them to assist me and assist the people that I was around. So
yeah,
that's my life-changing event.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because I think that the one thing, even people who I would say are more spiritually advanced, I guess, meaning more aware of these things, I think we all sometimes forget that all you have to do is ask. And they're literally standing right there waiting to help you, but you just have to ask. And we don't realize that we should, you know, we need to ask, or we forget to ask. And it's a good reminder. Like, yes, they're right there waiting to help you. You just have to ask for it.
Yes, and the other thing is, I think that we have to expect that they're going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
right.
In my innocence as an 8-year-old, I totally expected that I would be saved, and I was.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and unfortunately, as we get older, we tend to think more like they're not going to come through, you know, or second guess or whatever, you know.
Mhm. I mean, we all have doubts, and the thing is that we have to be consistent with our asking. You know, yes, you can ask once, but you need to be consistent with your faith that this world does exist and these beings are here for you. And I just had so many wonderful experiences of, you know, life-affirming experiences working with my guides and working with other people's guides. Even 6 years ago, I had a fire in my house, and it was also a winter night in January, and four different towns showed up to put the fire out, and I was very calm because I knew that I had Archangel Uriel with me, and that he was, you know, that what was supposed to happen was going to happen, and that my husband was out, my dog was out, and I really was calm, which is, you know, when I think about it, I think it's totally amazing. And wherever I had anything in my house, a statue of a divine being or something sacred, nothing burned, which was incredible. And there was about $200,000 worth of damage, but
wow.
No damage to anything that was sacred and that was guarded by the angels.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So,
but then, I guess, just further proof to what you're saying, you know?
A fireman fell out of the ceiling and he didn't get hurt.
Wow.
Just really, you know, amazing things that just make you know that they really are there. They really are there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I feel like that's something that I want to share with everyone. And also, you know, it's just really nice when you know who they are and what
mm-hmm.
and what their general niche is, what they do, you know, like Archangel Uriel. He stops the chatter in your head. And he protects physical stuff, homes and your land. And if you were buying a house, you would want to work with him. That's who you'd want to come on that, you know, ride with you to see your, to see places. So it's very nice when you know and you get to know them intimately. And they do have a wonderful sense of humor as well.
Yeah, that's true. So let's go down that path. Like, let's talk a little bit about what exactly you do in your healing work. If we're, you know, we can talk about if a client were to come to you for feng shui consultations or the bracelets or, you know, wherever you want to start.
The chapter in the book is about feng shui because as a younger, a young woman and having children, and I think most women could really relate to this, you feel like you have no life and you have no peace and you don't know what you're doing and your head's, you know, not attached to your, you know, if it wasn't attached to your shoulder, you know, it might actually fall off, and you're trying so hard, you're trying your best. And for me, everything looked good. You know, my home was nice, and my husband was great. And I, you know, and I was a successful real estate agent at that point. And I had two beautiful children and five dogs. And so you can imagine the amount of hair that was in my house.
Right.
And I worked really hard, and I was successful. But when it came to dinner time, that was just an awful time in my house, just awful. For us as a family, we were kind of dysfunctional. So even though I got along with each one of my children and I got along with my husband, when you put us together as this supposedly unified family, there was a lot of fighting and anger, and that was so not what I wanted, not what I dreamed of. You know, I read every book on child rearing that there possibly was, I think. And, you know, how am I going to have children that have confidence and that love one another and are kind to one another? And, you know, I felt like a terrible failure. And I was very sad. And so I concentrated a lot on work because I was successful at work. And when I came home, I just wanted to put the covers over my head, you know. Mm. And I felt... not whole. You know, I felt like something was really missing from my life and that I had missed the boat. and that I was never going to have what I wanted, and that was what I wanted the most.
Right.
And I am a very determined person, and I said, this can't be. If other people could have a happy family, then I can too, and, you know, by George, I'm going to get it. So that's my general attitude about everything in life. You can have it if you want it, but how are you going to get it? Well, you might have to do some research. You might have to do some work. You know, it may take a little bit of time, but you're gonna get it. And so, that's what I prayed for. I prayed to my angels and to God and said, please help me. I need an answer for this. I need a direction to go in. And they gave it to me in the form of feng shui. And at that time, there were only two books written in English on feng shui, so there wasn't much that I could find out about this. And I finally found a teacher, and I started to study. And I really was skeptical, and I thought that it didn't work. And so I was very, the Asian sacredness of feng shui, it's over 4,000 years old. And when you learn, you are expected to be a disciplined student, and I was not. And so I went around my house and did some things that were really the opposite of what you should do. And I was told by my teacher not to do that, and not to do anything until I had finished this class. And I didn't listen. And so I went into my husband's area of the house, and I decided that I wanted his life to pop and his job to pop, meaning that I wasn't happy with the job that he was in. I felt that he was being stifled and that his whole personality was changing. And within a week, he lost his job. And, of course, when I went...
See how powerful you can be?
Yeah, and I didn't believe it. I thought, you know, oh, this is just hokey-pokey, you know, it's not...
Yeah, me. Right.
And so, you know, I really didn't know that I was doing anything, and I went crying to my husband, and I said to him, you lost your job because, you know, I put these mirrors in this place, and I used popcorn to make your life pop, and I was disrespectful even going into your energy without permission. And he kind of patted my head and said, that's okay, honey, no problem. And, of course, he was hysterical laughing. And I went to my teacher, and I asked her if she could help me, and she said, absolutely not. You are so disrespectful. I'm not gonna help you. You got yourself into this mess. You didn't listen, and now you can get yourself out of it. And I really had no place to turn. So of course I went to my trusted angels and said, "Help, help!"
Right.
You know,
right.
And they did help me, and they showed me that I had to meditate, and that all answers come from meditation and sincerity. And then they showed me exactly what to do. So I did it, and my life started to change. And we became a family. And we're still really close. It's more than 20 years, and one daughter lives 15 minutes from me and works with me, and the other one lives 20 minutes from me, and we're kind of up one another's hiney, so to speak. So...
Yep.
Even after all these years, the foundation that you lay of balance and harmony when you use feng shui, if your commitment and your intention stays strong, it will continue to work for you.
Yeah.
And I always feel when I learn something, I need to share it because it's so wonderful. And I want, of course, I'm sorry, and... walk out of the room. so we don't hear it blasting in our ear.
Yeah, no worries.
I always think that I need to share and that someone else has the same issue. And it kind of turns out that so many women who have young children, teenagers, husbands, friends, they really, feng shui can really shift their life and transform it. And it doesn't take so much, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
It does take some work in terms of meditation. And now, of course, there's a gazillion books available on feng shui. And there's lots of wonderful feng shui people out there that do consultations, which at the time, you know, that I had my crisis, it wasn't available.
Right.
And feng shui basically was not even allowed to be talked about to Caucasians and to women. So it was
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was a man's field. So the women were supposed to be in the back of the house having children and making dinner.
Right.
My teacher, Thomas Lin Yun, when he came to the United States, he chose to teach everyone, and that included women. And he was a totally compassionate man, and he didn't speak any English, so he had translators. So sometimes we didn't hear his directions exactly the way he gave it, and it worked anyway, because the intention and the love and the compassion was so strong, and that supersedes everything when you have an intention and you commit to that intention and you hold it as a possibility and that you will get the outcome that you want.
Yeah.
So it really is... it filled the hole in my heart. And so I knew that it could do that for other people. And for me, what happened was when I was going about doing feng shui and doing consultations, initially I was just so busy that I was almost doing 3 consultations a day. And that pretty much is insane, because it takes a couple of hours to do a feng shui.
Right.
For someone.
Wow.
And I had no life.
Yeah, that's right.
And I had moved up to Dutchess County, which is further from Manhattan, and most of my feng shuis were in Manhattan. So it was almost a 3-hour commute each way.
Wow.
Or I was driving 2 hours to people's homes. So it was really difficult, and people would always say, oh, I really want to do it, but I don't have any money to do the feng shui. And that was troublesome, because I really knew that it could change their life, and it was worth so much more than what I was charging.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how much would you pay to have your life shift into a gear that's going to bring you happiness, fulfillment, balance and harmony, good health, change your family life? It's incredible what feng shui can do. And my husband saw the success that I was having, because he still didn't believe in any of this. I was sitting in a diner with him, and he said to me, when are you going to get everything right in our house? And I'm one that takes a challenge, like, oh, you want to see it? Are you going to pay me? And he pulled out money,
exactly.
And he plunked it down on the table, and I took that money real quick, and I said, yes, I'm going to. And he was amazed. And now, when you have the support of your partner, wow, you can do really incredible things, and you feel good, and you come home, you can share what's going on with that person, and now life opens up in so many new avenues. And he introduced me to his friends, and one of the friends weighed about 275 pounds, and she was very unhappy about her weight. And in feng shui, we use the color white to lose weight, to have backbone, to speak our mind, to be clear. So I made her two white bracelets out of Swarovski crystal, and I empowered them by using my meditation tools that I had, that I was learning in feng shui. And all of that prayer work I had done since I was 8 years old. And this woman went down to 145 pounds. Now, I don't want you to think that she ate, continued to eat everything that she was eating. She didn't.
Of course not. Right.
And you know, I mean, we have to be reasonable here a little bit. And but she had done that before, and she
right,
was
but
so
that,
thrilled.
Yeah. The difference, I think, is that it helped her to find the discipline or the desire to make the changes she needs to make to get to that weight. It's not like, you know,
yes.
You just put the bracelet on and she magically drops the weight.
Well,
it's working with her whole energy to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I do is I put prayer into the beads, and I put music, and I put mantra, as I've learned from feng shui, that we, you know, because things are real. They have a life, not the same life that we do, but they do have a life force. And so when you empower them to work with you, and now she had these bracelets that empowered her.
Right.
So she said to me, you need to make these for everybody. And I said, no, I don't, and I'm not going to. Because I was doing feng shui, and I was so crazy busy and loving what I do. And I went to her house, and she handed me a box, and it was $10,000 worth of Swarovski crystal. And she said,
oh my
well,
God.
Now you have to.
Right.
And I was absolutely furious at being manipulated like that. Just, I was in my bedroom with my husband screaming and stomping my feet and saying, I'm not going to do this. I don't care. This isn't what I want to do. I'm a feng shui person, and I want to do my feng shui. I don't want to make bracelets and, you know, be a salesperson. And
right.
So
my and travel all over the place.
And travel all over the place. This is not what I want. And,
yep.
Of course, the universe kind of laughs at you because, you know, we have a contract when
mm-hmm.
we come here to... And I kept saying, I want to, how can I serve? So they were giving me how I could serve and bring this to people. And what I had also noticed when I had feng shuied my own home is I looked at the elements that each person is in the family, and how does that match out? So my husband is yang fire. I'm a yin fire, which means he swallows up my energy. Even though we're very similar, and my younger daughter is wood, so the wood fuels his fire and makes him crazy, and that's where the arguments were coming from. But I'm a yin wood, so I need that fire to keep, I need that wood to keep my fire going, my passion, my desire, my love, and my other daughter's earth. So she kind of calms my husband's energy, and she is the one that is holding the glue together of the family, so to speak. So the way I feng shuied my house was I used the element of water in my house to calm his fire and feed my daughter's wood. And it worked. But it didn't work for me because I'm a yin fire, which is small, so the water put my fire out. So
mm-hmm.
I made a crystal bracelet. Crystal is what we use in feng shui. I made a crystal bracelet. And I put the energy of wood in it so I would constantly be fed. So that's how I started to do the bracelets. I did it for me, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made it for the friend, and it worked for her. And she gave me the $10,000 worth of Swarovski crystal. And now I go to my daughter, who has a little child, and I say, hey, honey, you know, let's make some of these bracelets. We have the crystals. We'll go to flea markets, we'll sell them, I'll take you out to dinner, I'll buy you a sweater, we'll have some fun. She said, okay. And so the business was born. And when you're doing the work that you're supposed to be doing and you're answering the call of spirit, they just take it over. And I couldn't keep up with the work, just like I couldn't keep up with the feng shui. It was hard to keep up with creating the bracelets. And then my angels asked me to put their energy into the bracelets, and I had learned what's called transmediumship when I was studying feng shui, which means when I walk into your house, I don't walk in as Shireen, I walk in as Buddha, I walk in as Kuan Yin. I am not judgmental. Now, Shireen could be judgmental, but Kuan Yin's not judgmental. And you don't want judgmental in your house, because you cannot affect a change for anybody unless you are coming with compassion and love and not being judgmental. So I had learned to do that in the feng shui. And now what I learned was how to put this angelic energy, have it come through me, and be in the bracelets. And this is kind of something weird, I guess. And I don't know that it's ever really been done before, because most of the time you have things that are symbolic but don't really carry that particular energy. However, you know, when you hold something from that a loved one wore, you feel them. You know, mm-hmm. if you had a boyfriend when you were a teenage girl, you took his T-shirt, you put it under your pillow, and you smelled him, and you felt his energy.
Right.
And you can also feel negative energy as well. So I learned how to use this energy and put it into the crystal. And then, because I've always been a student of crystal and rocks, the rocks also, like citrine and amethyst and rose quartz and feldspar, it has an energy, and it wanted to be a part of this procedure too. And so we started to, my daughter and I started to really make these bracelets, and then we packaged them, which we hadn't before, and it took off. And then I met people that said, please come to my events, and so I started traveling all over. I think the first place I traveled to was Texas.
Wow.
And I've been in business probably with the bracelets, I think, about 14 years now, and basically it's all been word of mouth. And
wow.
People touch the bracelets, and they feel the vibration, and they know their life is changing, and so many of my customers have 40 bracelets, 50 bracelets, 60 bracelets. Why? It's kind of like having a party. Do you like a small intimate setting with three or four, or do you like to have 50 people? Not that you wear all of them at the same time.
Right, no, but for different things.
But for different things.
Right.
I was at an event the other day, and I always ask the people that I'm going to meet today, what do they need? And that's the energy I put on my right wrist, and I offer that out to the world and to them. Do they need love? Do they need compassion? Do they need clarity? Do they need to breathe? And do they need good health? So I'm wearing something on my right wrist that is for them. And then I'm on my left wrist, I'm wearing what I need.
Right.
And you kind of get a certain feeling when you put it on. And so at this point, I think that there's at least 50,000 bracelets out there. And you can go to different parts of the world, and people will say, oh, are you wearing a Shireen bath bracelet, an intention
yeah.
bracelet? And they'll laugh, because you could be in Bali and meet somebody. You can be in England. And so when spirit wants you to be successful because you're doing the work that you're supposed to be doing, they open the doors for you. And I feel so grateful, so blessed, which is how I started, when we started talking. And I love sharing it with people, and I love hearing how their life has transformed and how they feel stronger, healthier, more balanced. So it's been a pleasure doing doing this work. I work over 60 hours a week, but it's...
But it's not work.
It's not work.
It's not like work.
It's time. It's time away from my family because I probably spend about 100 nights a year in hotels, which is a long time. And for anybody that has grandchildren, you know, you want to be with those grandbabies so much that you don't want to be away. But I do love so much what I do, and I so appreciate all of my customers and all of the feedback that they give me. And I know that changing your life is possible, and having your family... having abundance, having love in your life, it's all possible. It's all possible.
It absolutely is. Yep. You just have to ask for it and believe it.
And find whatever form works for you. And I also believe that when we serve others, our life works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you switch it to, how can I assist other people? That really puts the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So that's great. Before we finish today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how people can connect with you, if you have any events coming up, how they can find you online, because I'm sure people will be interested in, you know, learning more about you and all the different things that you do. So anything that you want to let us know, how we can, you know,
I have a wonderful website, a very big website, which will give you information about over 100 beings that I have channeled energy into. And when you read it, you can see, oh, this is who I think is working with me. And my website is intentionsjewelry.com.
Mm-hmm.
I-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-N-S, so it's plural, intentionsjewelry@AOL.com. And my email is intentionsjewelry@AOL. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
So anyway, those are two ways that you can find me. And yes, I have a really, really busy fall. In September, I'll be doing a retreat on the Jersey Shore, but I'll also be in Philadelphia at the Hay House Convention, and it's going to be one of the last ones that they're going to do, which is called I Can Do It, in which they have so many famous speakers that are just masters at what they do. And there will be vendors there, and I will be one of the vendors. They're only having 10 vendors. I'll be one of them. So that'll be a great weekend. That information should be on my website. I'll also be at James Van Prague is doing classes at Omega at the end of September, beginning of October. I will be at Omega, which is in Rhinebeck. I will be there's a New Jersey show, a holistic medical show. I think it's the weekend of October 8th, and that'll be in New Jersey. I'll be in Virginia at a feng shui convention in the middle of October. I will be back in the Philadelphia area at another holistic show at the end of October. I will be in Florida in Tampa, Palm Harbor, excuse me. At the beginning of November, I'll be back in Pennsylvania. They love me in Pennsylvania. I love them. And I'll be in my neck of the woods in Newburgh, Thanksgiving. So there's a lot of places
kidding. That is a busy schedule. Go ahead.
Yeah. And if you want a 15-minute consultation with me about the bracelets, you can call and we can do that. And I also do what's called soul-to-soul consultations, which are usually an hour long, and I can tell you who your guides are and what they're saying, is your next step, and you can ask for their advice, and I'll be translating what they're saying to you in case you don't speak that, you know, with them.
Right, that language.
if you don't speak that language, and you definitely can learn, but in the meantime, I'm there for assistance, so I'd
Great.
Love to hear from people, and it'll be a busy season. I always look forward to it. Then I look forward to January.
Yeah, where you get a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for
Thank you, Diane.
You know, this conversation. I'm sure that people will be checking you out online and connecting with you. And those events all sound awesome. I want to go to all of them.
Oh, they are. They're fabulous, fabulous events. Great vendors, great speakers, great teachers. A lot of fun, and a lot of other healers around. And everybody really wants to assist and serve and have people have their best life.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you again. Great to have
you
today. And I'm sure people are excited about the book, too. We'll keep everybody updated on our website. We're looking to hopefully have that released by the end of the fall. But like I said, keep checking our website for postings. And, Shereen, hope you have a great day today, and thank you again for being on the
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Diane. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.